I just wanted to point out here, I deliberately used a different way of showing you the discounted cash flows here. So for the lease payments, you will see that I've put the years together to use an annuity, basically, rather than the single discount factors that I used with buying it with a loan. So the lease payments are 1,420 every year, so it's the same amount every year, so we can use an annuity. Okay, and what I did there, the way you have to do it when it starts from year zero. Year zero, obviously, there's no discounting. So that's the one, because you multiply it by one, because there's no discounting. And then the other 3 years, the 3.312, sorry, the other 4 years is the 3.312 for years 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay, multiply all that across to get your 6123. Obviously, what you could have done is you could have used single discount factors, but it's just longer work. Now, for the tax saving, again, it's the same amount, 426 every year, but the problem is it starts later than year zero. So we don't want to be discounting it down to year zero because it actually starts in year two. Okay, and so what I've done there is I've taken the discount factor, sorry, the annuity for year six, which is the 4.623, and then taken off the annuity at year one. So leaving me with year twos. So 4.623 minus the 0.926 is basically the annuity then for years 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So multiply that through and that's how you get your 1575. I know it's a little bit complicated, but I thought I would show you it like that just because you might see that in the examiner's answers sometimes or in a book or whatever. Okay, and it's another quicker way of showing it. Obviously, if you feel more confident doing it the other way, which is just having lots of single discount factors, like in the buying with the loan above, then feel free to use that one.